Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. There's one single thing I want you to do at all times. Now, it's important I remind you that I understand that counselors are important in giving our life direction. We need it at every point in time. We need it to be able to make the right decisions. We need it to escape from blunders, and we need it to be able to get the results in life. However, in the second episode where I was talking about caution in taking counsels, I explained the fact that even though counsels are important and we need them in life, if you take the wrong counsels, we begin to regret our lives. If you take the wrong counsels, we begin to take steps that will ruin our lives. And that is why it is crucial that we do not take any step, we do not take any counsel that will turn around to become ruin for us, that will turn around to become a source of pains for us, that will turn around to now destroy our lives. You understand that? Now, what I want to tell you is this. Beside the cautions you have to apply in taking counsels, please activate your spiritual and mental antivirus. Yes, let me just tell you a bit about antivirus and virus. Virus in computer language are programs designed to ruin a file or alter the operation of a program. One, it's a computer program, it's not as if it's HIV, you understand. Now, antivirus is also programs designed to counter the virus, that is to ensure they do not perform their operation in a system. And let me get down to our discussion. Counsels can be like an antivirus in that they are programs that control the way you behave, in that they are designed to program the operation of your life. If you get counsels on your marriage, they are designed to control the operation of your marriage. If you get counsel concerning your business, they are designed to control the operation of your business. Now, when you get a bad counsel, it's like the kind of virus we find in our computers, in our flash drives, that ruin our files, damage our programs, and require that we have to format our system, if not kill the hard drive itself. That is the same way bad counsels operate. And that is what I'm telling you today. While you go about seeking counsel, please note this. You should have your antivirus active and update it as often as possible. Now, what I mean when I talk about antivirus is that you should have programs in your head designed to ensure that the wrong programs that come across your way do not enter your system and begin to destroy files in it and make the programs run wrongly. Let me tell you, whether you go to seek counsels from the wrong sources or not, you get counsels from the wrong sources one way or the other. You and I watch televisions, you and I listen to radio, we are always on social media, and we even sit down in verses and people are gisting, discussing their issues and all that. We sit down in classrooms and people are discussing how their boyfriend treated them and things about life and academics. It is in the course of this that you get exposed to viruses. The same way, if you take your flash drive, put it in different computers, particularly the public computers, that's cyber cafes and computer centers, you get to expose it to more viruses than normal. You and I are in a world where viruses are flying everywhere, and that is why it's important that we have a stronger antivirus and regularly update it so that we don't get infected with bad counsels. Every time we walk around, those bad counsels you hear from people, they are viruses, and you need a strong antivirus so that when you hear the wrong counsel, when you hear the wrong advice, it will shout, "Threat has been detected." Do you understand that? Now, let me tell you something. If I'm running a business, you say, it's not just to make money. What is the big deal? Why are you being honestly difficult? Advertise this thing. Whether are you the person that designed the advert? Somebody gave you advert to just put on your website for, and the person has some nudity in it. I say no. The problem you have is that you think my number one problem is money. It's not as if I don't need money. I mean, I need a lot of money. At least I need at least 30 million naira to build one house and start my own registration. Now, but I don't have that money now. So just understand that I need money. Until you see me do that, understand that I perpetually do what? Need money. However, like, you know, if you know me at all, you know that if the way to get this money is doing what I understand God say I should not do, then the money can as well go to hell and never come close to me. God make supplies available for the visions he has laid in my heart, and that's why I follow him gently, knowing that one day he will cause prosperity to flow towards me like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Please let me get back to what I'm saying, and that is this. When people now begin to advise me, just put the advert. What is the big deal? What is it? People don't they wear new dresses along the road? Now, what the person is doing is, he's trying to advise me, but do you know, as soon as I hear that counsel, what rings in my head that, oh, this guy is just advising me because he just feels I need to get this money. In the same way, when you know that prostitution is the wrong thing and God supplies wealth and the way to make money is not by doing bad things, when somebody tells you, oh, is it not just to sleep with the man? Do you understand? You tell him no. As soon as you hear that word, it will be so repulsive you have no option than to do what? Than to just reject it. That is the way antiviruses work. As soon as they detect a program, as soon as they detect a defective file, as soon as they detect something that is foreign or is a threat to the existence of that system and the files in it, it shouts, threat has been detected. That is what happens when you fill your head with accurate knowledge of how life should be lived, accurate knowledge of how businesses should be run, accurate knowledge of how marriage should be run. That way, once somebody gives you certain advice, it will shout, threat has been detected. For me, I know I want to have a virus-free marriage, virus-free relationship, and that's why I pick my Bible to read. I get good books to read. And one of those things I read from the Bible is this, who admonished, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. The first time I understand how to thoroughly love a woman is when I read Binley Akani's book, The Dignity of Manhood. He explained there that the love of, loving your woman is not to buy ice cream, call her honey, sweet, and all those things. The love for a woman, the way Christ loved the church, is that even though she doesn't know how to speak good English, she's your wife, you have to love her. You don't get angry with her and try to punish her for her bad English. You begin to teach her how to speak better English. What it means that even though he drove your car and hit it on the wall, the car scratched, you don't start shouting at her. What you do is that you bring her like the church and say, now the problem you have is that you don't know how to drive. You call her and begin to teach her how to drive for safety. You forgive her sins and begin to teach her and empower her for righteousness. What you do is that you don't react because you want to punish her out of anger. If at all you have to punish her, you punish her for her own good, so she takes correction. But the point is that you do not say, okay, you did this to me, I will do another one for you. Somebody has badly offended you, hurt you for no reason. You know there is no reason for it. And somebody is saying, I know exactly what to do to this man, and I will show him Pepe. And suddenly you realize that Jesus Christ said, do not revenge, do not pay back evil for evil. When you install these programs in your head, as soon as you hear, let's deal with him, once you have installed the truths that you should not pay back, your system will shout, threat has been detected. Do you understand? So when you fill your head with the right knowledge, the right way to do business, the right way to run your family, the right way to live life generally, then when you get any virus, any bad counsel in those areas of your life, your system will shout, threat has been detected. There's a proper way to run business. There's a proper way to run the home. There's a proper way to run your career. There's a proper way to be a student. When people begin to give you counsels that are contradictory to this, if you have learned these proper ways and people will begin to give you counsels that are contrary to this, your mental and spiritual antivirus will scream, threat has been detected. As soon as you can detect threats, as soon as you can detect lies, as soon as you can detect bad counsels, you are on your way to living destructive counsel-free life. The point I've made today is this. We have all kinds of bad counsels flowing around us, and the same principle of dealing with such counsels is the principle that underlied the virus and antiviruses we use in our system. Get your own antivirus by updating yourself with the right way of living life, so that when you get the wrong counsels, your system can easily scream, no, this is the wrong way to live life. This is a threat to your life, a threat to your system, a threat to your marriage, a threat to your relationship, and a threat to your work. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit Bridget.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Bridget World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.